something much more awesome occurred to me. And that was that if all this energy, huge amount of energy, is released in a very short time, and by short time I mean less than a microsecond, less than a millionth of a second, then of course if you get a large release of energy in a short time, you get a mighty explosion. The idea of the atom bomb then occurred to me at the time. Thinking backwards, I think maybe that the reason why I did not want to publish this paper after this debacle was because I was afraid, having been brought up by Wertenstein as a humanitarian scientist, it didn't occur to me that I will do anything about it. I'm a scientist and not a bomb maker, particularly a bomb of this magnitude. Therefore, I felt I would not, I'm not going to do it. But I was at the same time afraid that other scientists may not have the same scruples, the same moral scruples as I had. And thinking about other scientists, I had, in fact, specifically in mind German scientists, because I was afraid that if the bomb can be made, and if Hitler would get the bomb, then he will use it to rule the world. I knew that there's going to be a war. In Poland, all of us knew that Hitler is going to invade. So it's not a question whether it will be, but only when. And we just had to live with knowing this is going to happen. And therefore, I was afraid that if the bomb can be made, and Hitler will have the bomb, then he will win this war.